6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. We are the Resistance. Join us at alexjoneslive.com.
They all want to mount my head on the wall, like you've got, you know, that great deer mounted on the wall over there as a symbol to scare everybody else. I mean, they said that in the courthouses and on the courthouse steps. They said, send a message to everybody else. These patient zero.
Alex Jones is patient zero. I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
Yeah. We're going to take him off
the air.
Shut
up and obey, yeah.
And destroy him, and we're going to scare every one of these other Americans to keep... I mean, literally, it's like in Bug's Life when the head grasshopper says, yeah, we got all this grain. Why are we going to go beat up the ants because one little ant stood up? And he goes, yeah, one little grain. Doesn't hurt. And he goes, but if they all stand up, he pulls it and floods them. And he goes, if that, those little puny ants outnumber us 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, it's over for us. That's why we're going back to kill that ant.
That's exactly right.
That's it. So I'm just the ant in Bug's Life.
An age has fallen into shadow. Its fires now ash and memory. The name is no more. Now, there is work to be done.
Do miss hearing that Alex Jones fella since they took away his show.
Well, hell, they done took that away, but he was back at work the very next day at Alex Jones Live.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, all you need to do is go to alexjoneslive.com, and there you can watch the show, or go to Rumble and look for AJN Live, and he's also on X at AJN Live.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the alexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to do?
You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to get into the bioweapons and the release of the mosquitoes and Google and all in, the rest of this next hour. Because I've already got a bunch of clips and a bunch of background and a bunch of documents. But I just thought of some more stuff I want to get. Because I like to give you the deep dive to really get the big picture on that. But we got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour briefly that I want to talk to as well. Who has some very interesting viral videos. And just challenge him to think, is this really the path you think that's good to behave in? Because I don't think they're thinking second, third, fourth order effects what this is going to end up doing. Just wait till the surprise guest. You'll see what I'm talking about coming up. But how does the CDC saying there's 1,100 suspected Ebola cases? Now they say it's getting into Brazil, getting into other countries around the world. They're saying we should sign on to the UN treaty. Only they can save us. How does it tie into the CIA admitting they released weaponized ticks? They admit it, but don't worry. These huge outbreaks aren't because of that. Google to release 32 million GMO flying syringe mosquitoes on us. Bill Gates is involved. Remember this, Google-funded Wuhan collaborator Peter Daszak's virus experiments, including at the Wuhan Institute. So it all ties together, and it's all coming up. But I wanted to get into the AI data centers right now. And because I've had a lot of listeners and family ask me, what is my opinion of this? What do I think is going on? Well, I know what's going on. I don't have an opinion on this. It's all open source information. There are different layers to this. But we have these big tech investors and big tech heads and others coming out and saying that it's China that is just hyping up and getting Americans mad about the data centers. And they've gone out and done electronic digital warfare studies with some of the top firms in the world. And you can show that, of course, China is putting major pressure on all of this. Because communist China knows that the United States is winning the arms race of AI. The U.S. has more data centers and more AI and more systems than all the world combined. The crew did a great job finding graphs that show this when I mentioned it in the first hour. Maybe we can put some of those back on screen. But you have Kevin O'Leary and you've got Anatoly Yelena, who I like, coming out and saying, oh, this isn't real. Nobody's pissed off or they're not pissed off for real reasons. They're mad because China made them mad. Like, you didn't really vote for Trump in 2016 because you were mad at the Democrats. No, Russia brainwashed you to do that. Now, in the case of 2016 and 17 and all that, very little Russia involvement. I mean, they don't have a big reach like China or other big lobbies or Israel does. Just study it. It's fact. But when it comes to China, yes, you can look it up. They were the main funders the last 30 years of ban cows because they fart and have carbon taxes and don't have coal, ban coal power plants. So while they were shutting down our coal power plants, our coal power plants, they were building three or four new ones a week. And so that's how they were beating us in cheap energy, so they'd be the place for manufacturing and all the rest of it. Trump came in and changed a lot of those policies. Great things he did. Pull us out of the Paris Accords. It's wonderful. So people are all pissed off at O'Leary. They're pissed off at Anatoly Yelena saying, this is ridiculous. China didn't brainwash us. Well, I think overall Americans are pissed for real reasons. But did China jump on the bandwagon? Yes, because they want to have AI dominance. And they want our energy to be expensive. And so they want to win this AI race. Now, just because I state the facts that there's an AI race does not mean I'm agreeing to the AI race. It's not meaning I agree to giving liability protection to the big tech companies who Trump, through executive orders, has given them and created a AI board where the people running this are on their own decision-making board. And then Congress can't even get involved. The legislators can't get involved. The people can't get involved. Now, that's executive order. That can be overturned. I don't think it's constitutional. But Trump has tried three times to pass legislation, and it's in the new legislation in Congress, in the next big spending bill. So you have to juggle this and say, well, or weigh this. Okay, China doesn't want us to be dominant in this. We already are. We're always told we're not, so we'll just throw back our arms and say, whatever you say, big tech. And then you've got the data centers that sound like a trillion fingernails on a chalkboard. And, I mean, I've been driving along out in the country before it got out of gas station. I'm like that. And you like feel it. You're right. What is it? Oh, that's a data center 3 miles down the road. And you drive up to it. You can feel it. I mean, it. The birds won't get near it. Gives you the heebie-jeebies. And they're stealing almost all the water, and they do whatever they want, and they get all their permits waived, and they're building 64-square mile ones that are bigger than San Francisco, and they got thousands of them being built, hundreds of gigantic ones, and then it ruins all the water supply. And then we're told we're bad. We can't have a car air conditioning. It's bad for the earth. We shouldn't have a dog or cat because they eat meat, and that's bad carbon footprint. It's total crap. But, oh, when it comes to AI, it gets unlimited power. It gets unlimited control because it's the future. It's the new entity. And then you've got AI that spies on us. They can engage in all this financial mischief, and the globalists are deploying it to replace us. Not just as teachers, not just as hamburger flippers, but as driving cars and as doctors and everything else. And we're just stepping aside and saying, yeah, we're not going to have any prohibitions on this. We're not going to have any controls. In fact, we're not going to have any studies on it, even though the numbers are already showing young people on AI are losing IQ, getting depressed, alone, destroying relationships. I know people addicted to AI that no longer even talk to people, and they just talk to AI all day. I know personally people that are trying to find some type of rehab they can go to. They're not on drugs. They're literally online all the time. And I know those of you out there, you all know somebody like this too. I mean, this, you think big tech was bad with Microsoft and with Facebook and Napster, you know, before that, knowing that these technologies isolate people, depress them, make them alone, using bots decades ago to create false relationships with people to make them feel more isolated and siloed as their profit model, as their business model. That is like a BB gun compared to a nuclear bomb with this AI. And it's because the way it's being rolled out. And then you're told it's dystopic. You're told it's over for humans. Just like it's over for humans because you're bad for the earth. And when you just give up, and then they wonder why AI in every study and every poll is the most unpopular, feared thing out there. And they wonder why all these different big tech people go to speak at universities and get booed off the stage when telling everybody how great AI is. And you got a month ago at the World Economic Forum, the head of one of the biggest companies saying, we need a God. We don't have a God. But AI will be our God. It will be our savior. Remember what Ray Kurzweil says? Remember what Yuval Noah Harari says? He says, there was never a heaven up in the sky, but there will be in the cloud of AI. God is not real. God does not exist. You don't exist. You have no rights. You're just a blob that we control. But soon there will be a God, the AI God, and we will worship it. Oh, thank God the AI gods are almost here. And they're so godlike. They need all these gigantic, sprawling centers that would make the NSA blush just everywhere so it can be all wired into everything and all the 5Gs so the drones and the self-driving cars can all be live-time controlled. And, oh, we got a kill switch in all your cars in case you become a problem. We can drive you off the cliff whenever we want. This is deliberate, is the point I'm making. The globalists are deliberately creating a dystopia. It's just like, why would they bomb us with hundreds of millions of ticks loaded with all these different viruses and bacteria? Why would they bomb us with hundreds of millions of mosquitoes? Why would they put fluoride in the water, knowing it lowers IQ. Why would they teach 2 plus 2 equals 5 in public school? Why would they teach 2 men can have a baby? It's all a thing to bring down civilization and make it collapse. So it's so screwed up that only automated robots and computers can step in when society collapses because nobody's having kids, nobody wants to work. And then those robots are just a cleanup team for all of us to be scooped up off the streets and thrown into dumpsters. Dozens of homeless people die a day in Los Angeles alone. And the government supplies them with the drugs to the NGOs, farms them. The NGOs get massive amounts of money per homeless person. They only give them a pittance. Their little NGOs deliver them the drugs. Then they die, but there's always new ones getting off the bus. Oh, you're a drug addict? You're 17 years old? Well, you just get on the bus. You get on a skid row. The pimp will meet you there with the Escalade. He'll pimp you out for a while. And then once you got enough cigarette burns on you and diseases, they'll just give you enough fentanyl to really screw you up. You'll lay out for about a year. You're just in your own feces and urine, and the NGOs will come and give you more money for your fentanyl. You'll buy it from the guys in the Escalades. I've gone and seen it myself all over the country. And then you'll just be dead one day, and they just scoop you up off the payment. They've already signed you up for insurance policies and stuff the companies get. And your parents, you know, they're all disconnected boomers or, you know, don't really care either. They say, okay, our daughter's bad. She's dead. And then they're too lazy to even know that, you know, the NGOs signed up your dead daughter for millions in insurance they got. And then they just take her body and give it to medical experiments. And nobody ever knows she existed. So the point is, we're all losing our souls. We're losing our empathy. We're losing our humanity. We're losing our ingenuity. We're losing our feistiness. We're losing that pioneer exploring spirit. People are just involved in clicking, 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 clicking. And so the average attention span is lower than a goldfish's, which is about 12 seconds. The average American's attention span is 10 seconds. That's why you can talk to somebody, they understand what you're saying, but they don't remember it later, and they just can't, because nothing can be held in their mind to follow out a process. It's got to be already set on an iPad or an iPhone or a Droid or a computer screen the way it's presented. It's not that they're lazy. They can only communicate by clicking and following exact protocols, and then they don't know how to mow a yard, or maybe they did before, but they don't want to now. And like, well, how do you put gas in it? Or you'll be talking to a computer head. I mean, I'm not on computers, but I can do both. And you'll say, hey, why don't you do that? And they go, what are you talking about? It's right here on the table. See it right here? Because they can't look at anything and give it attention other than a screen. So the public is in something like a trance. And on average, the average person is at a near sleepwalking, daydreaming level. And it's normal when you're in life, especially when you're young and you're just sitting there with a thunderstorm's going on outside on a spring afternoon, and you kind of just veg out for 20 minutes and just be, oh, not really thinking about much, thinking about everything at one time. I'm just contemplating a mountain range or the moon coming up, you know, beautiful things. But you're in a dream state while you're watching Netflix, while you're clicking on your phone. And hours go by, and you don't really remember what happened, but in that process, your consciousness has been put on pause. And then each time you do that, your consciousness gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And we all see it. People are getting slower, more lethargic. They can't remember anything. They can't follow through on anything. And it's chemicals and it's biologicals and it's the heavy metals. And the average person has the amount of plastic in their brain of a plastic spoon. But it's all just powdered. That's why it's not just guys we've had in here with the different radio readers, signal readers. It's mainline news that more and more people just have Google and Apple IDs coming out their body. And 15 years ago, you'd scan most people, maybe only military or people working in really toxic industrial plants. Would you get a signal off of them? And that's because that stuff gets in and migrates into the nerve endings. But it doesn't ever send back a signal with a code on it. And now people are sending IDs back. We have been colonized. The final frontier is our bodies. And it's in the food, and it's in the water, and they're spraying it on us, and they think it's funny. So see, while we're talking in the first hour and a half about Israel and the new legislation, sponsored by the White House and the Pentagon to have them basically take over the U.S. military? That's pretty damn important, isn't it? But what's above that? Because you think that's as bad as it gets? The boldness is insane. But imagine what comes after that. And just imagine the fact that this is all being set up to be a spectacular disaster. So here's Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. And he heads up one of the biggest investment groups, building some of the biggest data centers in the country, including the largest 64 square miles when it's done. I think what it does, something like releases the equivalent of 36 when it's built, amounts of heat that the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima release. But, oh, that heat's okay, though. It's just your heat's bad for the earth, or your cow is. But that's not the issue. It's the amount of water they suck through these. It's the amount of toxic waste. It's they're given liability protection. It's the fact that they get all the power, and they get subsidized. And when the power rates go up double or triple, as they've done by these data centers, and then your property value goes down, and then you can't pay your bill, they laugh at you and say, you're being influenced by the communist Chinese. And then why do we have to have 10 times the computing power of everybody else? We already have more than everybody else combined. Why does everything have to be given to AI? Why is it just officially our king? And yet, at one level, it's just a new bubble to try to get us out of the collapse we're in. There's so many other great suppressed technologies that could do that. So Trump sold on, hey, it's a new bubble. You know, it's the new innovation we need. And I didn't create the bubble. I'm not for the bubble. But, yeah, I'd love to have a couple new ones so we can kick the can down the road, while at the same time cutting some of the bad spending. But no, you don't give them total liability protection instead of an AI dictatorship where these companies, but only select ones, everybody else, the other companies can't even get into the market. Remember when Mark Andreessen told Joe Rogan a year ago, this all came out later, by the way, in Congress. He was trying to launch his own big AI company with investors, and they had the Justice Department and the Biden administration come to them and say, come meet with us. And at the top, they go, listen, you don't understand. There's only one real AI company. And only three companies are allowed in. They all act like they're at each other's throats, but it's one system run by the Pentagon with Apple, Google, and Microsoft. Jeff Bezos is being brought in, so that's four groups. If you want to work on this project, you can come work with us, and there'll be some apps and flavors of the AI that look like different AI, but you're going to basically, it has to be one ring to rule them all, you know, and in the darkness bind them. And I'm like, yeah, the answer is decentralized AI, true open AI, not the company open AI, which is the opposite. But to have something truly programmed by the knowledge of the crowd, which the old Google was great because whatever really was the most searched, what people really liked, the thought was the best and rated the best was the top. Now it's totally fake for 9 years, as you know. And I'm not saying that's perfect. I'm not even endorsing AI. I'm saying that would obviously be the best system. Instead, we've got this board of 9 tech heads with Larry Ellison and Mark Zuckerberg at the head of it, and they oversee the board that oversees what they're doing. And Kevin O'Leary talks to the White House. He advises the board. Isn't O'Leary on it? I think he's on it. Look up the Trump's executive order on accelerating AI and the board he set up. I think he's on the board. Anyways, pretty sure. But here's O'Leary. Well, let's just go to him. Because everything he's saying is true. The Chinese are jumping on the bandwagon, just like they were on the carbon tax and shut us down. But that's a separate issue. The people are already pissed off, bro, because this is out of control. And he's all pissed off because he's seeing this backlash so real, and they're voting down AI everywhere. That's good to have people stand up and exercise our power. It's good to have the big tech have some respect and not just think we're here to be walked on. Let's go to him. Here it is.
I have another mission that has emerged from this that I did not see coming. And maybe we want to segue into what happened the evening of May 4th at 8:30, because I have 12 million plus followers on various social media platforms. I got a call from one of our IT guys, and he said, there's something wrong here. There's a massive influx in DMs going on two specific platforms, X, formerly Twitter, and Instagram. Not a small increase, tens of thousands of percent increase. I said, well, is that a mistake? Is there a technical glitch on these platforms? He said, unlikely. They're two different complete platforms. So he had a first look and he said, wow, there's a lot of similar IP addresses here. And so we did an initial scan and we realized, wait a second, there is bots operating here. There are nefarious accounts out of the country dumping stuff that's completely false about Utah. So we didn't wait. The next morning we hired and started working with a very advanced data science team. And what we learned was, to me, shocking, just stunning. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I still can't because I'm getting the data by the four-hour cycle now. The content itself was coming from two batches, like the actual pixels, the images, were from the Party for Socialism and Liberation and the People's Dispatch. I'd never heard of them before. You do a search on them, you'll find them under investigation by multiple branches of Congress. Most of the within the IP addresses in Utah were coming from two IP addresses, Alliance for a Better Utah and one called Elevate. So we found out that Alliance for a Better Utah was actually a tax filer. And we went to the IRS Form 990s, which are public. And we started to drill down into what the filings were. And lo and behold, multiple filings through multiple entities all over the world, all going back to something called Arabella. Neville Singham, under investigation. Multiple branches of the government, shares offices with the CPP. So then I said, I want more. Can you tell me the exact amounts? And we got those the next day. We're talking about millions, hundreds of millions of dollars here. It's not just Utah. These guys are doing campaigns everywhere there's a proposed increase in power and or a data center.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, you know, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes on. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I want to finish up on the AI. I want to shift gears into racial tensions in this country and some of the groups and organizations that are really out there getting in Jews' faces and my personal view that the way this is being done is not going to lead anywhere good. I don't have this guy on to score points and just yell at him. I'm seriously concerned, and I'm not picking on this guy. I see a bunch of this stuff, and I just thought, well, that guy looks, you know, seems interesting. I've seen some of this stuff before. Let's get him on. It's called The Handsome Truth, and so we'll be playing some of his provocative stuff here in a moment and go to him just to have a discussion about this because I think if we cartoonishly criticize the stuff that Israel's doing, there are a lot of people starting to wake up to a lot of things, and I think the way this is being done is going to be very destructive in the end. But that's my view. We'll discuss it and debate it, and I'll show you some of the stuff he's up to if you've missed it before we get into a larger discussion with him. But finishing up with the AI thing, and obviously I'm not done on this. After he leaves us, I'm going to get more into it. This is a power grab. There's a global AI race. We're being told turn everything over to it. It's doubling and tripling power prices. It's destroying the water. It's unseemly. We're all told we can't have any resources. We're bad. Even we ought to make our own resources, our own jobs. Government all over the Western world is harassing people with drones that have their own gardens and sending police out to their homes to see what they're growing. This is an anti-human takeover. This is the rise of the machines with the technocrats running it. And so we're just told your jobs are gone, you're done, and the government greases the skids with all your taxpayer money to force the robot takeover. And they want to have new viral releases and new lockdowns. This time robots, you know, will deliver you your food. They admit all of this. This is their dystopic system. At the top of it is the transhumanist, anti-human, globalist robot takeover cult. And you can label whoever you say at the top runs it. You got China competing with the globalist West and the Rothschilds and all the rest of it and Bill Gates. And then you've just got all of us caught in the middle. So I wanted to finish up with Kevin O'Leary because he's up here all pissed off because all over the country they're voting down data centers. All over the country, people are saying you're not above the law. You don't have liability protection just because Trump claims you do. It's becoming the hot button issue. They've done big demographic studies, major studies in polls in Texas, you name it, and they're finding conservative voters in areas are saying they're going to go Democrat just over this. So this is a problem. But I'm not saying O'Leary is bad overall as a person. I'm not saying Congresswoman Luna, when she came out and said, oh, this is the Chinese. Nobody's really pissed off. It's just the Chinese are brainwashing you. Well, yeah, they want to shut down the race here so they win. But just because they're in a race doesn't mean we just join them in that race. Plus, we're already winning that race at the expense of everything else. So it's not accurate to say the outrage is caused by China. They've just jumped on that wave. So we'll finish up with O'Leary, hit a few other key points on this.
Neville Singham, under investigation, multiple branches of the government, shares offices with the CPP. So then I said, I want more. Can you tell me the exact amounts? And we got those the next day. We're talking about millions, hundreds of millions of dollars here. It's not just Utah. These guys are doing campaigns everywhere there's a proposed increase in power and or a data center. More digging, more. Salt Lake Party for Socialism and Liberation. Salt Lake Democratic Socialists of America. Then this one today. The Cuban Institute for Friendship with the People. What the hell are they doing marching around Box Elder County? I mean, what is this? And so I called my contacts at the White House. I raised a flag and I said, what the hell is going on here? They put me in touch with various law enforcement agents. We had a meeting last week with my entire data set team and multiple law enforcement agencies. And we started sharing data. I gave them 90 pages of IP addresses, all from all over the place, all around the world, hitting these locations. You see where I'm going with this? I'm not okay with this. And I found it in Alberta, Canada, too. So it's there's a war going on, I guess a PR war or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, is what you're suggesting that these entities are sort of taking funds from the Chinese Communist Party and using those funds to sort of run a digital sort of blackmail campaign against your projects?
I'm not suggesting it. It's an irrefutable fact. This is IRS 990 filings with the exact dollars and dates from exactly where it came from. No, I'm not imputing. I'm saying that is exactly what's happening.
And China has been one of the biggest digital lobbies, funding the left, funding communists, funding Black Lives Matter, all that. But the Democrats loved it, targeting Republican Party candidates. And the Republican Party and the DOJ have done nothing about it. But now because the communist Chinese have jumped on against their data centers, oh, I think you're probably going to see some arrest for taking foreign money. In fact, I predict it. But notice there's no discussion about the UN bots, the EU bots, the UK bots. There's no discussion about Israel 545 group targeting members of Congress and myself and others for destruction, and that all coming out. Oh, that's not a problem when you have Israel with one of the biggest digital footprints of these bots. So I'm glad people are learning about this, period. But to say that, oh, now we should sit down and shut up and accept all the data centers because China's jumped on the bandwagon, that's a load of crap. And that's where they're going with this. O'Leary has been out trying to convince people of his mega data center. He's got a bunch of them, but the biggest one, 64 square miles, they're building. And I'm not saying he's a villain. I'm simply saying that this big tech commission of AI that Trump set up, that basically govern themselves with AI liability protection, is dangerous and is illegal. But they know it's a power grab. They know it transfers wealth. They know it's a new bubble and a transfer to themselves like COVID. So they're getting ahead of it with the FBI head and the others. And Larry Fink last week saying, oh, we think terrorists are going to attack the data centers. Anybody against the data centers are terrorists. Now the DOJ is like, yes, the new terror group will be those against data centers. So it's the same story. So we don't want big tech to have a monopoly over us. Now we're terrorists. So that's where they're going with it. Utah's governor just tightened the rules for Kevin O'Leary's giant AI data center. See, that's good. We need pressure so that there's not just, look, I love cutting regulations, but not just unlimited. You can do whatever you want and you get all this government money. All right, we're about to go to our guest, but look at this. China's court just ruled companies can't fire workers only to replace them with AI. Beijing is warning firms that putting profit over jobs could carry penalties, especially when it comes to young people. So they're at least putting up some protections they claim for humans. And I don't trust the communist Chinese, but they understand how this could bring them down. They have to, you know, at least pay lip service taking care of the population while they're being replaced. But not here. We're just told it's all over. Accept it. Very, very, very dangerous. I got a bunch of other newscasts on this, but O'Leary and Anna Paulina Luna, says Maria Z Media, say pushing back against data centers is largely bots and CCP agents. These rural New Jersey folks prove how stupid and ridiculous the narrative is. Congratulations to the incredible community. Yeah, they're voting them down all over. All right, going into the next hour is the Handsome Truth. John Menadio, also known as HT. And he says he's the most entertaining pro-white streamer online, owner of GoyamTV.st and GTVFlyers.com. Active for 10 years, jailed 3 times in the United States for free speech, 1 time in Poland for free speech. He's lost 56 YouTube channels, 5D Live channels, and just had a website taken down. Ron DeSantis, Randy Fine, and Mark Caruso flew to Israel to stop him from doing activism in Florida and passed hate speech laws in Florida under HB 269. I remember them crediting him for one of the reasons they did that. Talk about Streisand effect. Handsome underscore some underscore truth, GoyamTV.st. Now, I wanted to get him on because I'm seeing more and more of this. You had the Builder guy, Chud the Builder, and then you got people like him and a bunch of others that they have the right to go out and do what they do. But I don't think you win friends and influence people just running up and down the street screaming N-word at random black people till somebody gets mad. And I said about Chud the Builder, I said, not long till he gets shot or gets killed or gets put in prison, which I don't want to happen. And by the way, he's been on Harrison's show. We were going to have him on the day he got arrested. Reportedly, some guy attacked him and then he shot him. And I mean, obviously, he's not going to get a fair trial. And I understand why people are sick of being pushed around, being told we're the devil and all this other crap. So I think it's good to stand up for yourself and to not let the political correctness control you and not be cucked. But being cucks over on one end, I think we should be, you know, more in the middle. You got people like Handsome Truth over here that I think are on the other extreme, you know, like the Blood Tribe people, you know, just running around. I mean, and I'm not saying that Handsome Truth is a Fed. I'm not even implying that. Like, I don't mean that sarcastically. Because there's enough pissed off people out there that aren't all feds. But look at the Southern Poverty Law Center I told you forever that was, you know, really running most of the white supremacist groups, the ADL. So when you see this kind of classic rhetoric, at least in the past, it was meant to make other people just standing up for their own sovereignty or who don't want Israel openly running our country, calling us Nazis. So there's a lot of these videos. We bleeped this one because we're on radio stations. But, you know, here he is with some other people. And I guess these guys they're talking to in the street are like Jewish, and they're just screaming at him and saying, you're a Jew. I won't talk to you. I don't care what you say. And I mean, my thing is, I guess he is of the belief, and we'll let him talk in a minute, and we'll go to the next hour. I'm sorry I got him late. That they literally all are inherently bad. Well, just because Netanyahu and the Kudus are doing bad things, there's a bunch of opposition in Israel. I just think it's never good to not be able to actually talk to somebody. Like, maybe we should have you on sometime to have you debate, you know, some, you know, Zionist guy or debate some more mainline. You know, there's so many anti-war Jews, I don't even think Israel should exist. I just think it's dangerous because the left goes around teaching we're bad because we're white or Christians are inherently bad. And I get it. Then white people are like, well, we'll just say you're all bad back at you. But I don't agree with what the left's doing and Black Lives Matter. And so I just think acting like them is just not the way to go. Now, I'm going to give you the floor in a moment because I've been talking and you can explain yourself. But I legitimately don't think that this, you have every right to do it. I'm not censoring. I'm just thinking, I don't think it's healthy. But I know what your argument will be. You know, we need to stop surrendering and just not care so other people see something so extreme. I'm guessing this is what you're trying to do. If you're being logical, it's only logic I could see in it. So you move the Overton window so far that it kind of breaks the spell. I see you nodding. Okay. I didn't ever hear you say that, but that's the only logic I could see. And I'm not, there's too many dumb people. I don't think it's going to work. But well, he'll have the floor. Here's an excerpt of kind of the standard thing you do. Here it is.
Hey, this guy's Jewish. What's up, man? What's your thoughts about Jews sucking baby penis?
Hey, how about you?
Oh, yeah, Jew?
Excuse me?
I said, oh, yeah, you cross-eyed Jew?
Whether I'm a Jew or not.
You are Jewish.
You are Jewish.
You are Jewish.
Disgustingly Jewish. You're so Jewish and disgusting looking.
You're so Jewish. You're hideous.
You're so Jewish. What's your thoughts about your Jew sucking baby penis?
So I actually... As a religious
practice, oh, yeah?
You take care of people.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm standing up for white people. The same people. Your people are trying to replace it. You're not white. You're Jewish.
You're not white, guy.
You're Jewish. You're Jewish, scum. You got Israel. Go to Israel. Go to Israel. Go to Israel. You cross-eyed Jew.
Look at this dysgenic Jew.
Look at how dysgenic he is. Look at his cross eyes.
Actually,
look at his ears. Disgusting pedophile protecting Jew scum.
What's your plan here?
Shut up, Jew. We're going to expel all you Jews back to Israel. Go home. 110th time. Here's your Jew buddy.
No. What's
your plan? Is this your boyfriend from Grindr?
What's your plan?
Two gay Jews here have arrived. Why don't you leave our country, Jew?
Your country?
Yeah.
That's right.
We built this country. Europeans, not you filthy Jews. Why didn't Henry Ford write a book called... You know who Henry Ford is, right? Henry Ford. Model T? Familiar?
Nazi.
Oh, Nazi. The Ford, the inventor of the Ford, is a Nazi. Okay, yeah. Why did he write a book called The International Jew, warning us about your scummy people?
I don't know why he did what he did.
You're Jewish scum. I don't debate with scummy Jews.
Funny.
Look at you, creepy Jew, getting all sweaty. Filthy, sweaty Jew. Smell like penis blood. That's what you smell like.
I'm so sick of seeing
you. Disgusting. Shut up. What? Say it again. Shut up, Jew, you scumbag. Your Holocaust is fake. Piece of shit, Jew. Your Holocaust is fake, scumbag Jew.
My Holocaust?
Yeah, your fake Holocaust.
Your friends.
Your fake Holocaust. Why is it illegal to question in 18 countries? Why is it a question, you filthy Jew? You started the engagement, you retards. You too, scumbag.
I have a question.
Yeah, shut up, Jew. My question is, when are you going home?
My question is...
Shut up, Jew.
All right, HT is what he goes by. So tell us what in the hell you're doing. And this is a thing I'm seeing from a bunch of people online, and I'm glad there's free speech, but I think there's going to be attacks on synagogues, whether staged or real. I think this is going to trigger a bunch of censorship, and which I don't for. And then you got Israel openly trying to take over the Pentagon right now in response to this, and in general saying, oh yeah, we're losing the propaganda war. And so I see a major collision coming out of this. It's not going to be healthy for anybody, but I'll stop ranting. In your own words, how do you think this is productive?
Well, can I just say thank you so much for having me on? Like, I was a huge fan. You, like, helped wake me up, believe it or not. Like, you kind of radicalized me, believe it or not. My mom, when I told her about, like, my waking up process, I was like, you know, Mom, it's the globalists, it's the Illuminati, it's Bilderberg. And my mom looked me right in the eyes and she said, John, it's the Jews. She just told me straight up, it's the Jews. And eventually, you know, I kind of got to that, like, after, you know, watching you for a couple of years, I was kind of like looking into this, the whole Jewish problem. And just finding out, like, Donald Trump, after he bombed Syria, I was like calling out Donald Trump and all of his donors. And I couldn't believe that, like, you know, guys like you who I looked up to couldn't see through this. And I was kind of bummed out because I was like, dude, Alex Jones, we got to name the Jew. And, you know, I think now you kind of see, like, where the Jews are at. I mean, obviously, if you look at history, they've been expelled from 109 nations over 1,030 times. And I'm using, I guess, strong language while they're currently trying to genocide the European race, and they're bombing Palestinians, hospitals, children, et cetera. And people are worried about my words being offensive. So I want to ask you, are you a free speech absolutist?
I think that's clear, of course.
Okay. So what would you think that's wrong with me, you know, stating that the Jewish people are an enemy, the Trojan horse of America?
Well, that's a standard thing you just did. And I don't know if you're conscious of it. You seem like somewhat of a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I even said it before I went to you. I said, you have a right to say what you're saying. Mm-hmm. My saying that I think it will add to a toxic environment. And in the end, turn a lot of people off was not censoring you. So disagreeing with how you're doing something is not meaning that I'm not a free speech absolutist. It's two completely separate things.
Yeah, I guess my issue is that, like, you know, I like some of your stuff. You know, you do the whole, like, Americana stuff. And my problem with that is that if you go back and we look at the 1790 Naturalization Act, the forefathers had a plan for what it is to be an American, and that's a Northwestern European. And, you know, I know that you're a Christian and you kind of push these Judeo-Christian values where we should have, you know, people, as long as they, you know, fit our culture, they speak our language, that they're fine. But the forefathers who built this country, wrote the Bill of Rights, et cetera, stated that this country is supposed to be for Europeans and Europeans only.
Well, what's happened is clearly the left is doing racial politics and brainwashing all these other groups to be anti-white. And so the stuff they say in general, the quote minority leaders that are really the majority, is beyond Hitler. So I'm not agreeing with what they're saying and doing, and I'm not really saying Judeo-Christian values. I mean, obviously the Abraham religions come out of Abraham, so there is that Judaic thing, but the Old and New Testament are two separate deals. When I was exposing Bilderberg Group, they were setting policy in there. When I expose COG or a piece of legislation, I'm specifically showing people where we're losing sovereignty to special interest groups. And so when Israel is involved with their special interest trying to take over, I expose that specifically, but I do it on policy because I want a big tent for everybody to be able to just say, hey, we oppose having any foreign government run our country. And then if I don't say Heil Hitler on top of it, then it's a big tent, and I can tend to get what I need to get done because I'm not putting it in a Hugo Boss uniform. Plus, I don't like Nazis. You know, historically, I thought this was another predatory, corrupt group. And I know the Zionists made deals with them to kick the Jews out and only let them go to Palestine and rob the Jews and steal their money. I mean, that's the reason I don't like Hitler, was he made a deal with the Zionists. So it's more sophisticated than that. I was trying to convince people that there was even a shadow government and a globalist system, and getting people to awaken to all of that. But it is true that I see Israel and its lobby really trying to take over the power vacuum right now and really follow every classical stereotype and, you know, thing about Zog and everything. So, I mean, that's clearly there. But at the same time, people that only care about Israel they like Islam. They think they're allied with it. You know, and so I see different power groups, and I oppose all these different predatory power groups, whether it's the Israel cult or whether it's the communist Chinese, whether it's big tech. And I know it's all interchangeable, and you've got a lot of those powerful Jews at the top of those other systems. But, you know, it's kind of like Israel creating Hamas and funding it. They didn't really run it, but they needed it. And so I'm saying I don't think our movement against foreign domination, you're not run by Israel, I don't think, but at the end of the day, and I know they're trying to censor you, you can become kind of the Hamas thing that they use to make opposition look bad. And I'm not saying that's what you're doing. I'm saying that's an angle of this.
No, you got to get back to the basics. Our country was founded by white nationalists that wanted to keep America white. I don't care about what's going on in Israel. I don't care about Palestinians. I care about my people that are being replaced. There are a 7% minority globally. That's all I care about. I don't care about Israel. I care about America being hijacked, America being flooded by third worlders, our women and children being raped, the two-tier justice system. And you know what I am? I am fed up that white people don't have a backbone and that we are too, you know, confused by this morality disorder to where morality is now turned into a cancer. And we're more concerned about protecting Jews, non-whites, than our own children. That's the problem. It's our people that have a thinking problem. I'm done blaming Jews. I'm done blaming Blacks, Mexicans. It's our thinking problem that got us here. And we lost our tribalism. The Jews are the most successful race right now because of their tribalism. And it's backed up with religion. And it's we've done the heavy lifting by you know, elevating their fairy tale story of being God's chosen and that like a Jew died for our sins. So I'm just sick of the morality. This is a war that's being waged on white people globally, and it's got to end. And the rhetoric can't be pray for your enemies, turn the other cheek. It needs to be 1776, like you always talk about, because our Second Amendment is for a tyrannical government. And I don't know how much further you need to see this thing go before you go, it's tyrannical. We got to do something. As Americans, we're obligated to follow what our forefathers told us to do.
Sure. Well, and let's get into that next hour or some, but
okay.
Before we go to break here in a few minutes, what does the specific tactic say in that video? Where were you? What is the point of not talking to those guys? What is the point of just saying it to them? Because I would try to talk to those guys.
Well, I guess there was an act being passed in Tennessee that everyone wants to leave out where there was going to make pedophilia punishable by death. Well, if these Jews are sucking baby penis, it's called oral circumcision. You can find these on gtvflyers.com. Would you agree that that's an act of pedophilia?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's punishable by death. That's what and I would say, well, if you want to find the pedophiles, they're in the synagogues.
And then who were these guys you were yelling at?
Well, they're Jews and Jewish lawyers, and they, you know, you've been you're getting sued. You lost everything because of the SPLC and Sandy Hook Nose. And Sandy Hook Nose is what woke me up to a lot of this stuff. The PSYOPs, the Smith-Mund Act, our government being able to pull PSYOPs on us, you know, these school shootings. And I agree with you 100%. They will weaponize Abrahamism. They will stage false flag shootings at churches, synagogues, mosques, etc. And we will be doing the Hegelian dialectic, you know, and we'll be begging for their resolution. And here we go again. So I agree with you 100% on how they're going to use false flag attacks. But I don't think they're going to be legit. And guys like me, I do not promote violence. I promote exercising or, you know, use your rights before you lose your rights. And I promote sobriety. I got 10 years clean and sober. I spend my weekends trying to get white people off drugs and alcohol. So, yeah, I hear the commercial break, but we'll get back to it.
Yeah. Well, see, I just wanted context because, I mean, I'm sure you put out a longer clip. I missed it. I just see you in the middle of a park, you know, yelling Jew at some people. We come back with some of the background there, what was happening in Tennessee and some of the other things you've done on the other side. Stay with us.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.